Hi, this is Dave Kale. It was 2010 and the financial crisis, which exploded in 2008, was at last reaching my business. My clients, who were B2B sales organizations, were shrinking and a few were even going out of business. Investing in developing their sales forces, which was the heart of my business, was just nowhere on their agenda. Whereas we had done fully subscribed sales seminars around the country for 10 years previously, now we canceled 9 out of 10. Individual speaking engagements had disappeared, and sales of books and videos had shrunk to next to nothing. Our corporate income dived by 80%. And on the day that I canceled the last three seminars for lack of registrations, I realized that we had nothing booked for the future, and I was going to have to lay off most of my staff. Well, I closed the doors to my office and burst into tears. The business that had consumed most of my time and energy for 20 years had disappeared. It was like a big part of me had withered away and was being amputated. Lord, I cried, what do you want from me? And over the next few years, he answered that question. Among other things, he wanted me to grow closer to him and more mature in my spirituality, and I have. Of course, our understanding of events is always clearer in retrospect. And as I look back on that experience, one of the lessons is this. God uses our businesses as devices to nudge us closer to him and to build the attitudes and practices that enable our next step on the spiritual growth continuum. Now, in my case, I certainly grew more humble, more aware of my dependence on him. My prayer life multiplied. My awareness of grace and God's involvement in my life expanded dramatically. My empathy for others increased. And I felt directed to spend more of my time and talents into helping other Christian business people grow biblical businesses. In the years since, as I have interacted with hundreds of Christian business people, I've come to understand the power in a business to shape the owners of that business and to corral them into a closer relationship with God. The downturn and the disappointments bring us to our knees in passionate intercession for God's intervention. Every Christian business person I know feels a tremendous responsibility for the folks who make their living from that business, and not just employees, but vendors and lenders and customers. They all get some value from their relationship with the business, and the owners take that responsibility very seriously. They're not just praying for their personal incomes, but for the economic impact on hundreds of other stakeholders. On the other hand, the economic blessing that comes with profits and success allows us to bless others, whether they be additional employees in a growing business, shareholders reaping the reward for their risks, or other good people shepherding organizations and works that reach needs beyond the scope of our business. What to do with the profits is a decision that often requires just as much prayer and spiritual guidance. In either case, you know, the ebbs and flows of shepherding a business nudge us into a closer relationship with the Lord, focus us to learn new skills, press new attitudes and understandings into us, and grow us into a higher level of spiritual maturity. Now, this is, of course, how God intended it. The relationship between an owner and his economic household is a well-established biblical pattern. God blesses or curses the entire household, family, employees, slaves, or servants, based on the actions of the head. That's biblical. Abraham was rewarded for his growing faith, for example, by an increasing amount of personal wealth and a greater role in God's plan. In the parable of the bags of gold, the two servants were rewarded for their wise investments with a greater responsibility and a closer relationship with the master, just like Abraham. So on the other hand, the servant who didn't invest wisely was cast out of the master's household. Biblically, it's certainly a biblical principle that God blesses the entire household or curses it based on the actions of the head. And you know, that's why a Christian-owned business is one of God's most effective tools for developing his people. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Dave Kale. I just want to take a second and encourage you to expand your thinking and invest less than lunch in The Good Book on Business. That's my 13th book, and it's the one that I am the most excited about. I did a lot of research, and I discovered things about what the Bible has to say about business that you are never going to read and never going to hear anyplace else. I've been a Christian for over 50 years, and I have never, ever heard some of the truths that I discovered in the Bible about business. If you are committed to your business and your career, and if you think that there is even the slightest possibility that God has something in mind for that business and that career, then you need to read The Good Book on Business. Your views about business and your career will never be the same. The Good Book on Business. Just go to www.thegoodbookonbusiness. It's less than lunch. Come on. Okay? Bye-bye.